About sea and air, cross-border truck. Hello, it's Eno. I would like to explain about land bridge transportation, using sea and air and cross-border truck this time. In the previous video, I explained transportation method combined ships and railroads, and the various routes. If you haven't seen it yet, please take a look at the link in the overview section. If you are in charge of international logistics, you should have an understanding of various international multimodal transportation. Let's get started. First, let's take a look at sea and air land bridge transportation. As the name implies, it is transportation method of transferring cargo, transported by sea to an airplane. The most famous sea and air routes from Asia to Europe are Hong Kong and Singapore, as they are the hubs of Asia and are close to the ports and airports. For example, electronic components manufactured in Thailand can be transported by sea to Hong Kong and sorted, and then transported by air to all over Europe. I think it would be easier to understand it if you watch the video of the bonded transport as well. Therefore, I attach the link in the overview section. Next, let's look at sea and air from Asia to Latin America. There are routes for cargo, for Central and South America from Asia by sea, 1, to the west coast of the United States, or, 2, to Miami via the Panama Canal, and then by air to various locations in Central and South America. You can choose where to load and unload on a case-by-case basis, including price and space on the ship. Thus, the advantages of combining ocean and air, in long-distance transportation from Asia to Europe and the US, are shorter transportation time and better cost performance. It is faster than only ocean transport, and cheaper than only air transport. It is possible to optimize logistics by using different methods depending on the cargo handled and the situation. Next, I would like to explain transportation using cross-border truck. Cross-border truck is a method to transfer cargo across land borders by truck or trailer. The features of this transportation method are speed and stable schedule. In the case of ocean transport, it takes about 2 days at the port until the cargo picked up from the shipper is delivered to the terminal, loaded onto the ship, and unloaded from the ship at the port of import. Nowadays, due to the congestion at the ports, there is also waiting time offshore until the cargo is unloaded at the port. In US, it is not uncommon for a ship to wait a week offshore. In addition, even though you do book the space, there are irregularities such as rollover of containers, due to overbooking by the shipping company, and the containers are put on the next week's ship. On the other hand, if you use cross-border truck, once the cargo is loaded onto the vehicle, the rest of the journey to the border is basically non-stop. There is no problem of waiting for several days to unload, as is the case with ocean transport. In addition, since it is a land-based transportation, the distance traveled is shorter, since it can be done in a straight line along the road. There is also land bridge transportation using cross-border truck. Our company arranges land bridge transportation for cargo imported by sea from Japan to Thailand by container, and then transported from Thailand to Myanmar by cross-border truck. The advantage of this kind of combined transportation is the stable schedule that I have already explained. Due to the recent political unrest in Myanmar, it is better to use Laem Chabang port in Thailand than Yangon port in Myanmar, as the schedule is more stable. I talked about the advantages of land bridge transportation using sea and air and cross-border truck, but let's also talk about the disadvantages. Land bridge transportation involves more handling, such as transshipment of cargo, so it increases the possibility of cargo damage. Therefore, adequate packaging and cargo insurance are important. In addition, cross-border truck needs to change vehicles at the border, in case you have without a special license. For example, a vehicle from Thailand cannot be driven in Myanmar. Because of it, we need to transshipment to other vehicles at the border. However, if the cargo is loaded in bulk, or known to be expensive, there is an increased risk of theft. Including another video, you might understand that there are various combinations of transport methods for land bridge transportation, with advantages and disadvantages. If you want to reduce costs or speed up delivery, you are better to consult with the forwarder you do business with, to find the transportation method that best suits your situation. I provide information on trade and international logistics in this channel, please subscribe it. That's all for this time. Thank you very much.